This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, and it doesn't even feel like a Monday. It feels like a Friday to me, for crying out loud, because I guess the weekend was so nice that, you know, this doesn't feel like, oh, the weekend's so nice. I'm feeling a little extra bounce in my step. That's how darn nice it is. Gosh, mighty, I tell you what, can't even believe it. Beautiful weekend. Just was looking at the temps and how we're faring already as we crank up. State high yesterday was 68. High spot in the state. 68 degrees. Unbelievable. Average was 47, so it did mix around a little bit. But right now...
Yeah, we got the 71 in Bismarck yesterday.
Holy buckets. Unbelievable. 64 in beautiful Watford City right now. 64 in... Mercer County, right at the airport, I guess. 64 out there. And those are the two warm spots right now, 61 in Grand Forks. Get over this, 20 degrees cooler down in Wahpeton. Just straight down from Grand Forks, 20 degrees. Whoops. And 68 in Mandan right now. So I guess 68, Mandan's the warm one. Anyway, it's beautiful. Very, very, very nice. Temperatures out there. Hope you enjoy spring. Maybe it feels nice, Todd, because we had 10 winters. I think that's what it was. You know, you have winter after winter after winter, and when actually it's nice, and you think, but I was out walking with my daughter last night, and I have to admit, I thought, do you think we'll get one more snow? I bet we get whacked one more time.
Never rule it out, right?
No, I'm a little shell-shocked from the whole extended winter thing, so I just, what do they call that? I have something, I don't know, some kind of syndrome. I should see a doctor. Because I'm pretty sure it's coming. On the show today, we're going to talk about a couple of things. One, the budget for travel in the governor's office. I don't often agree with editorials in newspapers, mostly because they seem to be run or written by people who don't get out much, evidently. They sit in a cubicle and take calls from important people and then regurgitate, you know, kind of we'll tell you what to think kind of mentality, right? That's why I'm not big on editorials. I just think it's funny. I go everywhere, in every corner of North Dakota, pride myself, honestly, in trying to meet as many people as we possibly can in all walks of life, in every community. And I very often don't find people who think and talk and express a viewpoint similar to what I see in an editorial. For that matter, a lot of the letters to the editor, too, which mostly are fake news kind of, they're like fake op-eds is what they are. You know, people write them for other people to sign, and then they send them in. Every once in a while, somebody busts through that, and you go, oh, thank you, isn't that great? But that's sort of how the whole editorial page game works, in my view. So when I read not one, but two... editorials, one from the Grand Forks Herald, one from the Fargo Forum, I thought, this is pretty good. And what I'm going to say is not as much a criticism of Josh Gallion and the auditor's office, because I think the auditor's office is filled with folks who get up every day trying to ensure that taxpayer money is spent more wisely. That's a good and noble goal. And I think Josh Gallion certainly came into that office with the right approach, and I think might have gotten caught up a little bit in some of the swirl, the club, the swamp. It just happens, you know. You get pulled into one camp or another, whatever. But actually, to Josh's credit, he reached out to us. Oh, I don't know, several months back, and it's been more our fault than his in doing this. But he wanted to have a talk radio town hall in where the public, either by calling in or by coming to a particular location we pick, sort of says, you know, I heard about how this agency does this, and, you know, if they could do that a little more like we do it here at the office, they'd save money, you know. Just sort of wherever you've heard about the potential for waste, fraud, or abuse, expose it. And you know, not like they're just going to say, oh, that's happening, but, it, you know, they can dig into it. So we're going to do that. What I hope we can do is not nitpick $55,000 over 2 years in a travel budget that is woefully inadequate, obviously. And these editorials seem to agree. But rather say, where's some real low-hanging fruit? Where is some real low-hanging fruit? I mean, on the travel thing, first of all, you know, there's an audit underway, and you know they ought to dig into it. But if it's government business, right, and taking a governor and a lieutenant governor where they need to be for an appointment as governors is public business, is the governor's, you know. But if it's state business that you're doing it for, in other words, you can't say, hey, bring me the plane so I can go on vacation with my family. I mean, that's not state business. But the threshold is it has to be state business, and it has to be within the budget, obviously, as well. And so what they've done, and the governor explained this in some of the conversations with the editorial board, and I'd like him to do the same here and also talk a little bit about their budget, but they're now paying personally. I mean, the governor's paying personally to go to Washington, D.C. to meet with the president. Because it's an expensive ticket, there's very little amount of money in the budget, and when the president calls, you're going to go. That's a very smart and proper thing to do. And this president has had a lot of meetings. So that in my mind, has to be fixed. But I'll share you some of their comments. I want to see if you agree or disagree or whatever about this, where you think this ought to be done. What you think ought to be done differently in the travel budget and weighing in on this. So I want to give you a chance to agree or disagree with the editorials and talk a little bit about this. Also today on the program, I wanted to spend a moment to give a shout-out to the University of Mary. They had a historic day on Friday. We told you about it on the air Friday. Well, actually, what we told you was they were having a big announcement. But that's about all we told you because it's all we could tell you until the actual press release or press conference happened. And a fellow by the name of Chris Curia. Chris is one of the senior leaders at Energy Transfer Partners, made a presentation on behalf of Kelsey Warren. These are the folks that developed the Dakota Access Pipeline. And he was rather emotional in the press conference. I'll actually play a clip before the end of the show. I want to spend a little time on this today. He made a comment at the press conference in saying, number one, a lot of bad things happened during the Dakota Access Pipeline, in the sense of all these groups with all kinds of nefarious connections to unseemly individuals that came there and basically lied about the pipeline, right? Basically came in and lied about what they were trying to do in the process. We won't relitigate that, but that's pretty obvious. And it was a bad, horrible chapter for North Dakota, for Energy Transfer Partners, everything. But Chris Curry got up and said, you know, sometimes out of some bad comes some good. What a profound lesson he was giving us there. What a profound lesson he was giving us there. In everything. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And he said, you know, we come to know the people of North Dakota now and really, really, really appreciate them. Something special going on here. University of Mary, a prime example. They met Monsignor Shea. They met Jerome Richter. They met the senior team. They saw what was happening in engineering. And next thing you know, a gift of $5 million was announced on Friday at the University of Mary from Energy Transfer Partners and the Sunoco Foundation. $3 million of that goes into the state-of-the-art engineering facility they're building there in the old dining center, actually, in that location at the University of Mary. Construction starting soon. RFPs out. You know, they got 60 freshmen and sophomores enrolled in the program. Got a world-class leader in the program. They're doing some really neat things. really need things. And now they'll have an awesome facility as a result. And $2 million, part of a comprehensive plan to develop and equip North Dakota's talent pool of skilled workers, workforce development, which is a blinking light on the dashboard of needs in North Dakota. So it's really cool. Really cool. We'll talk a little bit about that. We also are going to try and dig into this Facebook fiasco. I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes last night, but Cambridge Analytica, they are the boogeyman in the whole case, in the whole Facebook thing, kind of came out and said, they knew we were doing what we were doing. Kind of threw it back at Facebook a little bit, and I learned some things interesting out of that, that when you sign these privacy statements, you're not only okaying them having your data, you're okaying your friends too, believe it or not. And then I want to play Newt Gingrich, who thinks Donald Trump should tweet less. And talk a little bit about that. All of that coming up, so buckle up. Let's go on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What's On Your Mind? Here's the telephone numbers, by the way. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Since I promised it, I'm going to play this clip right now, and then we'll talk about the audits, just because I think it's so good. And again, it's a neat story from University of Mary on Friday, and a big announcement from a company that came here and spent $4 billion. All of that wasn't spent here, but obviously that was the total project cost. But North Dakota became the epicenter of this battle for you know, pipeline transportation, you know, energy infrastructure, right? I mean, this is, ultimately, the truth won. It took some time, but the truth won. It was a very difficult time, but out of that comes some good. And as I mentioned, Chris Curia, who, in addition to representing Energy Transfer Partners in this $5 million gift at the University of Mary on Friday, gave a personal family a donation for a scholarship as well and someone in need and told an amazing story about his parents. It was a really, really neat day. But I thought these comments were the most telling, not only about what Chris is conveying from Energy Transfer Partners in their feelings towards you as North Dakotans, but also how the connection from a really a bad episode for some good with the relationship with the University of Mary. It's kind of neat. Listen.
And tell you how much I personally appreciate, and speaking on behalf of the senior team at Energy Transfer, appreciate the people of the state. So, and how you stood with us and how you stood behind us when we were trying to complete the pipeline here. And that will never be forgotten from us. And you know we went through quite a bit of adversity when we tried to do that. But it's kind of neat because going through adversity, sometimes you get opportunities, right? Some good things can come out of adversity. And for us, getting to meet the people in North Dakota, getting to spend some time here, has been a huge plus. We never would have known about the University of Mary if we didn't have to come up here and visit. So out of that adversity has become an opportunity for us to form a partnership. And I think every time someone for Energy Transfer comes to the state, they will thank you again for the people, I mean, from the governor to Congressman Kramer to the Sheriff's Department, the local law enforcement. All the people that showed us support will not be forgotten, and it's so much appreciated. So, I think y'all get back.
How about that? I mean, that's as heartfelt as you can be. And, you know, the full video is up on my Facebook page if you want to see the press conference. Monsignor Shea had some incredible comments, too, as did the team that will be leading this world-class engineering school, which I really love about it. I mean, UND and NDSU are good engineering schools, right? My son's about to graduate from UND. So full disclosure, I'm a fan of what they're doing there as well. And he's an electrical engineer. And they crank out hundreds, you know, the three figures, certainly of engineers every year. The University of Mary will not be a three figure a year, you know, engineering school, but they are specializing in things, number one, the industry needs, and the University of Mary, obviously being a private institution and one that has the Benedictine traditions and culture, says we're teaching the whole person, and teaching the whole person obviously brings a individual into the workplace with attributes that you don't always get. And so I think it's really neat. And they also recognize that sometimes engineers aren't the most communicative, right? And they're not necessarily chit-chatting away on things. And so how you go in and integrate in the workplace, some things they're doing, specializing, you know, when they come to the University of Mary, you get the full package. So it's neat. I'm glad the way they're doing it. We'll do more on that in the future, but I wanted to share a little bit of that with you and congratulate the University of Mary on a big day. It's a neat day led by, I would argue, certainly one of our greatest leaders in the entire state of North Dakota, but one of education's greatest leaders in the whole country, Monsignor, James Shea. Really, really incredible. So, all right, I want to ask you about this, and this is where I need a little input from the audience today. The travel of the travel budget of our governor. What do you want as a taxpayer out of this? Okay? So I don't often do this, but I'm going to read a little bit of the Grand Forks Herald editorial. Governor Burgum is hearing criticism for his use of state airplanes while State Auditor Josh Gallion conducts a performance audit focused on travel-related expenditures by Burgum's office. Gallion says the examination should be done in a few months. We're not sure yet what the audit will find, so we'll speak on that later. For now, here's something else. The governor is spending his own money to make some trips on behalf of the state. Not many people know it, and the governor isn't necessarily trumpeting it either. This week, Burgum visited with the Herald's editorial board. Deep in the discussion, he mentioned trips he has made to the White House to participate in several important conferences. He said he often pays out of his own pocket. The Herald subsequently asked for specifics from the governor's staff and learned Burgum himself paid for trips to Washington four times in 2017, including the president's inauguration and various meetings, a National Governors Association meeting, an infrastructure meeting with the president, and meetings with the Interior Secretary and Ag Secretary. In 2018, Burgum has paid for two Washington trips, one for National Governors Association and another to meet with the president on ag and trade issues. He's also personally paid for a trip to Arizona to attend a meeting for the Western Governors Association and another trip to Connecticut for a change of command ceremony for the USS North Dakota. Why is the governor paying for these trips himself? Because his office travel budget is just $55,000 for 2 years, and it's to cover 18 people. This budget is separate from the state airplane budget that is getting all the headlines lately. So far, he's on track to make his budget. He's told the Herald he's $247 under his budget for the year. A Washington trip would skew the number, so he pays it out of his own pocket. They don't call 3 months in advance to say, hey, we're having a conference, he said. They call on a Monday and say they're having 10 senators from plain states and the governors in Nebraska and Iowa and ask if I want to be there. Absolutely, I want to have a voice at that meeting if we're talking about trade and agriculture, so I go. Today we're not discussing state airplanes, but simply the governor's travel budget. Burgum declines a paycheck as governor. He's active in gaining influence, evidenced by his repeated invitations to Washington. Burgum has personal wealth, but that doesn't matter. He shouldn't have to pay out of his own pocket for travel that involves state interests, even in these times of budget cuts and belt tightening. The governor's travel budget should be increased to better acknowledge an energetic governor who keeps an active schedule on the state's behalf. Until it is increased, we regret and yet appreciate that he is personally paying the bill when he deems a trip important to North Dakota. Forum editorial, similar thing. It seems that nothing stokes populist anger more quickly than perceptions that public officials are traveling irresponsibly on the public dime. It's especially true in North Dakota, where prairie frugality is ingrained in the culture. But sometimes perceptions can gallop well ahead of facts. Here are some facts to keep in mind. 2-year travel budget for North Dakota is telling you the same thing. Da-da-da-da. That, despite the fact the governor, first lady, and lieutenant governor have made multiple trips to Washington at the invite of the White House for discussions on these issues. The governor's cabinets have also visited 15 or 16 North Dakota towns as part of his administration's Main Street initiative to strengthen communities. So you might ask, how have Burgum and his administration traveled so much and yet stayed within the budget? The answer is the Burgum, first lady, and lieutenant governor have paid some of their travel expenses, including the governor's Washington trips, out of their own pockets. Let's be frank about where this is coming from. During the campaign, Burgum was blunt in criticizing elected officials for allowing the state budget to balloon during the oil boom and when commodity prices were high. Scrutinizing the governor's travel budget is petty payback for his valid criticism. Of course it is. But is it what you want as taxpayers? What do you want? Let's talk about this. Tell me, 258-0550, text us 367-2054. What's on your mind?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Thunderstruck on What's on Your Mind. Thunderstruck. Are you thunderstruck today, Todd?
No.
You're never thunderstruck. You're clicking on all cylinders today, aren't you?
11 or 12 out of them, yeah.
11 or 12. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
That's enough cylinders to get over the hill, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. My Pillow is one of our fine sponsors today here on What's on Your Mind. I was chatting with Mark Thompson from H.A. Thompson & Sons on Friday, and they're a fine sponsor of ours, a great supporter of the program, and he said, you know, not only do we appreciate the partnership and the relationship we have with What's on Your Mind and telling the story about all the good work we're doing for so many folks around the state, but he said, we also buy the other products we hear about on What's on Your Mind. He had the MyPillow pillow top mattress and was absolutely loving. And I think it's the first person I talked to that had one of those. And he also had a hot spring spa. So it's so fun to chat with faithful What's on Your Mind listeners and know that you support the sponsors. All the ads you hear, not just the ones that Todd and I talk about here, but also in the breaks, they're all supporting the show. And it's important on K-Fire and KLTC and KTGO and AM 1100 The Flag when you hear a sponsor you say, well, I like this show, so by golly, I better think about buying a car there, buying a hot tub there. It works. And that certainly includes MyPillow and the pillow top mattress. The other nice thing, I don't think any other show has this. They not only give us the special, like the four-pack, for instance, where you get the two premium pillows and the two go-anywhere pillows for 50% off as a deal. They'll give you up to 50% off on everything they sell. So like that MyPillow mattress topper, that 3-inch high, thick density, you know, it's a foam. It's a support foam that cradles your entire body. So you get that zero gravity effect without being too soft or too firm. You really got to lay on it to experience it or believe it. Thermophase gel technology keeps the right temperature for you, just like the pillows do. It's great. MyPillow.com, but use the promo code SCOTT to get the deal, up to 50% off, or call them at 800-506-9028. Robert in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
You know, I think the governor, our governor, Burgum, does a great job. He's active. He's active in the community. I think they got to up that budget. There's no reason he should be paying out of pocket to make any kind of trip that affects North Dakota's growth or economy or the farming industry, anything like that. That has to be budgeted in there.
Don't we want our governor and our lieutenant governor in front of as many real people in every corner of North Dakota, and if it makes a difference for North Dakota into Washington, D.C., as much as possible?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's our faith, that we haven't had that in a governor that I know of for a while, and I don't think, I mean, I know Kramer's pretty busy. I don't know how Heitkamp does because I don't pay attention to her, but I do know that Kramer's active in it, but yeah, we don't have anybody representing us that much, so why not support that? Why not be behind that and push him to do everything he can to make sure this community and this area thrives as it does?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, first of all, I think Jack Dalrymple, John Hoven before him, Ed Schaefer, you know, they didn't have, I mean, when you're in public service, you're not mailing it in, and certainly not at that level. I mean, sometimes you have some of these statewide elected offices, you hear stories about, you know, vacations they take and places they go, and, you know, they're not often seen or whatever. But, I mean, you can't hide when you're a governor, a lieutenant governor. It's pretty tough. Same thing with a congressman, senator. I mean, you can't, right? You can't really just mail it in, if you will. And, you know, I think what's interesting about your comment, Robert, is that I would agree with you. I think other governors have been plenty busy to go plenty places. But I think Doug Burgum it reminds me a lot of Donald Trump in that he doesn't waste 1 second, right? He doesn't waste 1 second. Like, I mean, I think almost you would say, you could argue, I mean, like, hey, you need some downtime. You need some, you know, Trump. I mean, he's up at whatever, ridiculous hour in the morning, and he's tweeting, right? And same thing late into the night. You hear about people that, you know him and work with him saying he calls, hey, what about this? What about that? Saw that? How about this? I mean, nonstop, just go, go, go. Governor Burgum is a lot the same way. Just never shuts it off, brain constantly going. That's a big benefit for, you know, taxpayers in North Dakota. There should be some recognition of that. And I think, obviously, if the governor wants to go that hard, up the budget, for crying out loud. And if you think he's going places he shouldn't, the voters will take care of that, and it can be scrutinized. But I couldn't agree anymore, Robert. I think you said it well.
Yeah. Hey, really fast. Last Friday, you were talking about gas prices and where comma medium was. Worked in oil pretty much my whole life. And I think if we get it right around that $80 mark, it keeps gas under $3 a gallon, which would keep people semi-happy, and it would keep oil thriving. So I think 80 is about your point where everybody would be pretty happy. So I just wanted to chime in on that also.
I appreciate that, Robert. Thank you. I was just somebody called in and suggesting that I was on the wrong team, cheering for the wrong team by talking about oil hitting 70. And I said you do have to find a sweet spot because you don't want to get it to where it has been right now. I mean, with oil at 70, the price of gas is not, you know, if you adjust it for inflation, we're paying what, 1980 prices for gas. You know, maybe 70. I don't know. I mean, I've seen those inflation comparisons before, and you know, it's pretty amazing. But I get it. I'm not going to say, hey, let's you know, hey, we want $100 oil because by golly, there'll be more. You know, no. I think we had that chapter, but I think we want to find a sweet spot where you can get to that. And a lot of the price of gas has to do with taxes and regulations. So let's deal with those things too. Don't forget that. I mean, there's not a ton of profit when you get right down to it. I mean, royalty owners and all the other things to get it to market and everything else. So that's a factor, too. Speaking of which, by the way, North Dakota Corn and PetroServe USA are teaming up. And this started last week. And it goes through the end of May. And it's just at the PetroServe USA location in Valley City. Big, beautiful location there in Valley City. New one. 15 cents off per gallon of E15. How about that? E15, by the way, government approved for all 2001 and newer vehicles. And, of course, contains ethanol made with corn right here in North Dakota. I got to find out the total amount of corn in North Dakota that goes into ethanol. I know Kevin Schooners told me his farm at Castle that 40% of what they grow, 40% of their corn goes to ethanol. So imagine that. I love the choice. I burn it. I get a better bang for the buck. Some people don't like it. Some people think that's the beauty of America. I don't like Diet Coke either, so I drink Diet Pepsi. I mean, there's no crime in that. I like the aspartame-free version of Diet Soda. You know, so I picked a different one. But E15, now approved, 15 cents off. We're talking about saving on gas prices. There you go, right there. But you got to cruise to, but I probably go by that location, you know, on average, a couple times a week. So not that hard. Don't pass Valley City is what I'm saying. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Anything else on the governor's budget? Phones are not exactly lighting up on this. So maybe we've got our answer. You know? But I truly want to know, because I think it'll inform legislators. The legislature in this state is probably the most classic example of what the founding fathers wanted in public servants. It's citizen legislators. They aren't professional. They don't do this for a living. They have their jobs. They're farmers. They're ranchers. They're business owners. They're you know, educators, and you know, they're doing their thing. But 80 days every other week and on committees throughout the year, they're going to work on our behalf. And, you know, I think hearing from you, hearing what you want, knowing what their constituents want, makes a big difference. So I encourage you to talk with them. I encourage you to call these programs like ours and talk about this kind of thing, because it informs them. Because I think they also can very quickly get pulled into one camp or another. And there is a camp right now that's not all that happy about Doug Burgum as governor. And I've said a few times, they need to get over it. That does not mean Doug Burgum and Brent Stanford and their team possess all knowledge. What it means is they come in to do a job put there by the taxpayers a little different way than other elected leaders and politicians have done in the past. I think that's why they won. That's what we wanted. I think that's why Donald Trump won. That's what we wanted. So recognize that. Be proactive. There's this passive-aggressive, really odd behavior amongst the club of political types. I don't know what it is. There's very little just bold honesty. Just, I need to tell you what you need to hear. You're going to agree with some of it. You're going to disagree with some of it. We're big boys and girls. We'll come out of it better. Instead of this little chatter behind, ooh, have you heard about, I think they were sending the plane here. I heard they were sending the plane there. We should tell somebody so they spend $20,000 trying to make a $50,000 budget more efficient. That'd be great. No, that'd be a giant waste of time and an inefficient use of taxpayer resources so somebody can score political points. Let's deal with the real issues, especially in the challenging environment that we're in. For sure. We have, by the way, asked Governor Burgum to join us to talk about not only the travel budget situation, but also the overall budget situation and what was presented. This is another thing I think is, again, I want your input on this, I want your take on this, but I like the idea that somebody's dealing with the budget, somebody in this case being Doug Burgum and Brian Sanford, that come out of a private sector model, one worked for, you know, world-class consulting groups and Microsoft, and, you know, same with Brent, Ide Bailey, and CFO of a trucking company, and, you know, former mayor. They know budgets. Let them go to work. You know, present your ideas as well, and we'll have a good product. You agree or disagree? Tell me, 258-0550, 800-228-0550. More coming up.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer One moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Payback, I'm not sure that that's a real accurate statement. It may be on a couple of people's, but you'd already mentioned the mentality of our society here in North Dakota and how we look at those excesses. And not only that, but we automatically think that because of mistakes made in the past. Not sure that that's an accurate statement on your term, Scott.
I don't remember if I said it or if I was reading from the editorial. I think I was reading from the editorial. May have agreed with it. But scrutinizing the governor's travel budget is petty payback for his valid criticism is what the, is this the Forum or the Herald? The Forum was saying. It said, let's be frank about where this was coming from. During the campaign, Burgum was blunt in criticizing elected officials for allowing the state budget to balloon during the oil boom. And when commodity prices were high, scrutinizing the governor's travel budget is petty payback for his valid criticism. Look, if we're trying to fix a $55,000 budget, I'd say it's petty. Okay? In the grand scheme of everything we need to fix, I'd say it's petty. And I think also it politically, you know, it's going to be sensitive. Oh, where's the state plane going? Oh, what's it doing there for them? Oh, what, you know. And look, I'm not saying anybody's beyond criticism. They ought to be scrutinized on how it's used and have a protocol for, okay, what constitutes government business and where does it go? When does it go? You know, how many people need to be in it? Do we do, you know, all of those questions, okay? But my understanding is the state plane currently is used exactly the same way it was used under Jack Dalrymple and John Hoeven. And there were not audits in those cases. So what's different about Doug Burgum? I think this is sort of small ball. I really don't want to spend much time on it. I like the idea that Josh Gallion brought to us, and that was to say, hey, can we do a talk radio town hall and invite the entire public in and come in and talk about what you think? Where's the waste, fraud, and abuse in state government? And, you know, because I don't know what it costs for an audit or the audit, and it's not even a full audit yet. They're just like investigating it, and then they would order an audit. But anyway, you know, say it's $25,000 against a $55,000 budget. And maybe you find, you know, okay, I can save about 5% here or there. That's dumb. It's a dumb idea. And petty. I'll call it that. Harvard came from. And this one in my mind is the club. You know, this is legislators going, yeah, I heard this. And, you know, somebody should do this. And then we better get this to him. And yeah, it's just how it works. It is. Get on to the big stuff. That's all I'm saying. The bigger budget. It's my take, but I welcome yours. And I appreciate you for calling in and challenging that term, whether I used it or the editorial did. Jan's on the road. What's on your mind, Jan?
Well, I'm a first-time caller. I've never called in. I was born and raised in North Dakota, and I spent, unfortunately, the past 15 years in California. I moved back, and since then, I've been listening to you every day, pretty much. One of the things that really upsets me about the budget and everything, I think the budget should be lowered all across the board. I don't have any problem with what Burgum is doing. And I don't feel that he should spend a dime of his own money publicizing the state of North Dakota. I think what he's doing, he's putting us out there. People in California don't even have a concept of what North Dakota is or what we can do. And to me, it's pathetic. One of the things that I think should be looked at very much so is the DPI budget. Right now, they are paying for the testing which our school kids are having. And you can see in the news that there's a lot of information coming down that our test scores are decreasing every single year. And to me, it is an embarrassment looking at where our test scores are going. The Department of Public Instruction tells administrators that they don't have the capability of giving them the breakdowns of where these children, what areas these children are failing in. Well, that is why the department is there. If the department can't figure out how to do this and get testing from someone who will give us this information so that our kids can excel, then we have a problem in the DPI. This has been brought up by administrators to the DPI asking for this information, and they keep putting them off, saying, we can't do it. These tests are done according to information needed for California and Texas because they buy most of the textbooks. Well, then maybe it's time for our state to take the reins, quit wasting this money teaching our kids to take tests and teaching them what they need to learn to excel in today's market.
Couple things I want to say in response to Jan. One, thank you for being new to the area and finding us and trusting us and listening. That's much appreciated, number one. Number two, on your more recent point on DPI, I will promise that we will schedule Kirsten Baszler. I'm looking right now at Kevin Flynn, who's our fine producer, and giving him the thumbs up to get Kirsten Baszler. We'll play your actual clip here so she has a chance to respond to that and then just talk a little bit about some issues related to education, because I think all of us are passionate about making sure it's better all the time, herself included, by the way. I think we have a great head of that DPI right now, but that doesn't mean that there's not improvements necessary, and yours is a good idea. So appreciate that, Jim. Thanks very much. Call again, 800-228-0550. The Facebook fiasco, what you need to know about that. Plus, is Trump tweeting too much? We're going to talk about that coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.